Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. John, Lance, and Dell for the next 2.5 hours. Raheel joins us at 9. What's up? How you doing today?
What's up? I'm fine.
Yeah?
It sounds like a setup. Is this a setup?
No,
what do we got going here?
It's a show.
You and Dell have something set up?
No. Dell's got a cold today.
Okay.
Although he's not sneezing or coughing. Mm-mm. He's just nasally. So he sounds even more British today.
Dell with his British hard British accent.
He speaks the Queen's language, doesn't he? The Queen's English.
Well, I don't know if he's British per se.
Well, but I think he does. He says extraordinary.
Extraordinary?
Whenever
that,
he says.
Is that
yes,
what
he
you
does.
Say?
He says extraordinary. Yes. There's certain words that you know when you're British, and that's what Dell does. Dell, how are you today? What happened? Why are you sick?
I don't know. What happened was I probably sat in front of a vent for far too long. I was just hanging out the house, and I probably cold air just blew on me.
Yeah,
and that was probably the deal.
Yeah, yeah. Whenever you're naked and you sit in front of a fan for a long time.
Well, I wasn't naked per se. I didn't just get a. No, I wasn't naked at all. I just my hair. I got out of the shower. I put some shorts on, and my hair was. And I was just. Sitting in front of the vent, and it just
that's a problem.
That's what moms tell you not to do.
Yeah, exactly.
That's one of the things they tell you not to do.
That's exactly.
Did you hear about or did I mention that my youngest son?
Oh, you haven't.
Who is trying to rebrand himself as
Snacks?
He's trying a Cobra rebrand.
No, he's not Cobra.
I know. I'm not letting him.
How are you going to do that?
He's told everyone at school he's Cobra, so. The teacher, he's got a, it's literally like, this is a paper he turned in.
With a K.
With a K and a snake on it.
Mm.
And that's his rebrand. Oh, his teacher showed it to my wife so she could see that he's in
what,
full rebrand
mode.
Does
everybody call him Snacks?
No, nobody does it. I don't know.
Just at home.
Actually, I have no idea if they do. I don't think they do because I asked him one time. And one time he said he liked it, but he's over it now. He's Cobra. I took a picture of Calvin Murphy's jacket. I said, Snacks, if I got this for you, would you wear it at church?
And he said, oh, yeah.
I mean, it's white, giant white lapels and gold fleck. I don't even know how to describe
Well, no one knows how to describe a Calvin Murphy jacket.
That's true. It's silver and gold. I said, would you wear this? He goes, yes, definitely. So we were at the little St. Michael's fish fry the other day. And we don't go to church here. We just go eat the fish there. So, because their fish fries are pretty dope on Friday. Yeah. So, anyway, we went by and I reminded him, I said, now, Snacks, if I get that Calvin Murphy jacket, I said, you're going to have to wear it to church this weekend or in the next couple weeks. He goes, no, I can wear it whenever I want to wear it, like at school awards ceremony. And that immediately made me want, I'm like, I got to find a jacket now. I mean, I got to get something that is Calvin Murphy style because I know my kid is one of those kids who really wants to go all out with how he dresses. He wears bow ties and jackets to, like, if we go to something at the theater, a musical or whatever, went and saw In the Heights, which is Lin-Manuel Miranda's musical. It came here and he's got a bow tie on and his brothers are wearing, you know, just a little, you know, button down shirts or whatever. And he's got the jacket and the bow tie. So he likes to be a little flashy. Mm-hmm. I didn't know he liked to be that flashy.
Yeah.
Like that was on his mind, but I don't even know where to begin to go to get clothes that looks like Calvin Murphy's for a kid. Like who in the world would make that?
Yeah.
Where would you even get
no,
that?
No, you have to go. I don't know. I have no idea.
I mean, for a kid?
Do they say where Calvin's...
Yes.
At the end of the...
Yeah, it's somewhere. I think it's somewhere in the West Oaks Mall.
Yeah.
Like, he's been going there forever.
Harold used to do that. And I think that's why they started Bad Pants Open was because of Harold in the Heights.
Oh, really?
Harold's on the Heights. And they used to do that. But that's no longer. But I can relate to snacks. When I was a kid, our house burned down when I was going into fifth grade. And
it had nothing to do with anything from Odd Jobs Incorporated, right?
No.
It was a retribution. No. Or you hadn't handled some wiring issues. Okay. I didn't know. Johnny, go fix the wiring. I didn't know if they ask you to go wire things up, you and your hoodlum gang.
No. My company had nothing to do with our house burning down. Our house burned down. And my uncle said, come on, I'll go buy you some clothes. And we went to the store. And instead of a pair of jeans, I got this pair of pants, flared bell bottoms that were orange and pink and purple. And I said, this is what I want.
You and Snacks are exactly alike.
This. And he was like, ooh, are you sure? I was like, yep, Unc, this is what I want. And then I had to wear those for, you know, like every day.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, but I was styling. I looked like the Mod Squad, only, you know, I was 11, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was an interesting choice. So I can relate. I think Snacks will look awesome in that Calvin
Murphy. And you
Murphy
take show. Shots at Russell Westbrook? You were an innovator.
Yeah. Well, I was 11. And then you know what happened, Del? I grew up.
Well,
yeah.
Well, that's
you know what I'm saying.
Life beat you down, is what I'll say.
Yeah,
Russ hasn't been beat down by life.
No, I just you know
he's still
I
got
matured.
Joy in his heart.
I matured, you know. I realized that's not the choices that I would want to make in my life.
I think I have a. I'm trying to remember, but I think that Snacks has said he doesn't like what Russell Westbrook wears. So I think he likes it just straight pimping. I think he wants his, you know, long knee length jackets. With about 150 buttons.
Yeah.
I think he wants a hat. Because I can tell you this, he does like a nice top hat. He's been out in public with an Abe Lincoln hat before. Yeah. And he's been.
Well, when you're walking around Washington, D.C., who doesn't need a nice Abe Lincoln hat?
With a shirt that says baller on it and an American flag sunglasses. And I just like, yep. He goes, I'm wearing this today. I'm like, go ahead on, man.
This will make for some interesting pictures at your wedding.
I just wanted to see. He doesn't have. He has no idea.
He has no idea.
But I just was watching people's, you know, like, is that a kid with a top hat? Walking around?
No.
Abe Lincoln top hat? Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It is. So
you have to keep these pictures and destroy him at his wedding.
I will. And Calvin Murphy is, I don't think Calvin realizes what kind of impact he's having on the kids. Calvin is an innovator, and he's bringing a lot of stuff back. Here's something I never thought would come back. Short shorts.
I know.
Now, Dell, I know this came. I know we started to see hints. I really do believe that James Harden, with all those pictures getting out, is one. It's kind of come back anyway. Like, I noticed two summers ago, they started the khaki with topsiders were coming back. And topsiders have been back for like 3 or 4 years maybe. You know, the boat shoes, the topsiders with the khaki shorts. Stuff that I would have maybe worn in high school. We're coming back, and I'm like, ugh. I don't think this is coming back.
No, but Michigan.
And now they're going straight nut huggers.
How innovative is Michigan now, though?
Oh, they went from floor length. Now, only
they're
some
the ones
of the players
who started
are.
It.
Yeah.
And only some of the players
actually, Illinois started it. It doesn't get much recognition, but Kendall Gill, the Flying Illini, that was the first team to have, at the time, was considered longer shorts. Michigan went even longer. And then Arkansas took it to a different level.
Nick Anderson, Kendall Gill, that team?
It was Nick Anderson, Kendall Gill. Yeah. Kendall Gill. That's right. Kendall Gill, Nick Anderson.
The Lou Henson.
Stephen Bardo.
Lou Henson's hair.
Lou Henson. The Lou Do.
Yep. That was which was the greatest hair ever.
That was before Trump. Lou Do was like, is that real? What is Lou working with there? Is this a comb over? Is this a swirl?
No. Better hair. Lou Henson or Gene Cady?
Gene Cady.
That was the best.
That black thing that was just...
Well, that was a gigantic... It flipped over, it must have been well past his shoulder.
Nobody looked meaner than Gene Cady.
No. He was the meanest like man the ever. Meanest. Frank Martin or Gene Cady?
Oh, Frank Martin is... Frank Martin is straight mafia. Like, I believe Frank Martin is...
Of course,
Huggy's scary. I believe Frank is connected. And Frank Martin looks like a guy who's handled business in an alley before. Yeah. Like, beat somebody up for money.
Frank Martin had a video, I don't know if you saw it this past weekend, about how he's got kids that are playing now in high school, and they come up to him and talk to him, and he said, listen, Dad, the coach, he goes, I don't want to hear a word about the coach. He says, I see all of these parents that want to talk to the coaches and tell the coaches.
Yeah.
He goes, I'm a college basketball coach, and I will never talk to one of my kids' coaches.
I tell him.
He says, if you're not doing it, if your coach isn't playing you, or your coach has a problem with you, it's because he has a problem with
signed
you,
coach.
And you're not doing it.
Signed coach.
You're not
coach
doing it right. Right.
But you know what? My brother just said parents have gotten so out of control. You know, he's been coaching high school for a long time, and I think he started like late 90s, and he won a state championship over in Bay City as a coach with Chad Morse when Chad was a young coach at Bay City. Well, anyway, he just said, man, it is, you would not believe how parents are just my child. You know, he said they're the biggest pains in the ass.
Did you see what a coach did this weekend? He sent out his, I think it was an AAU team, and there were 10 of them on the team, and they went out for the opening tip, and he sent all 10 out, and the coach said, coach, you can only play with 5, and he said, nope, my team is on the floor. And he said, coach, you can only have 5 guys on the floor. He said, nope, there's a technical foul. And he turned around to everybody in the stands, and he said, you see, I told you not everybody could start. That was hilarious. That's a great move.
That's a good one. I'm the same way with my wife. Like, I told her, like, I will say encouraging things or mention stuff about where their hands should be as hitters or whatever. I try to be careful now in this little league because I guess they're a little fussy. But I don't mess with coaches. If coaches are coaching my kid, you know, I let them do their job. I don't get in the mix. I don't go argue with them. I don't like, you know, I try to teach my kids respect. And I know the coaches are doing the best they can. If some of them, I've had coaches who weren't very good, so I would teach my kids individually after practice, after games. We would talk about stuff. We would go through stuff. But I'm not going to get in a mix and try to circumvent authority. Why do you think we have all the crap we have right now? There's so much circumvention of authority right now.
So a coach, a high school coach, just texted me. He said, we have a 24-hour rule not to talk to the coaches until 24 hours after our game. This year, I had a parent grab me after the game and said, I know I'm 23 hours and 57 minutes early, but we need to talk. Coach, it's 3 minutes. Guy, it's 3 minutes after the game. Beat it. Leave. Get away from me.
I mean, I just can't. That would kill me.
Yep.
That would kill me. Lamont says that I know what's wrong with Dell. He's from League City, which is close to Galveston. Dell has hepatitis C, and he has Galveston County Clinic patients potentially exposed to HIV and hepatitis. I mean, God forbid, I don't want to put any of this on you, but Lamont already has, Dell.
First of all,
is this true that the League City,
all that is
Galveston
All that is nonsense. I don't go to Galveston.
You are Galveston.
I'm in Galveston County, but I don't venture.
You're all about Galveston.
But I don't venture to Galveston.
What is the area code down there?
You don't go check out the brown water?
No, I don't know.
What's the area code down there?
I have a cell phone. I don't know. I'm a 310.
That's what. No,
he kept his Cali number just to be fancy.
Oh, because you're big time.
Just to be fancy.
Because why would I want to change my number? I don't know. Maybe, I guess it's 281, but I don't have a home phone.
That's what you are. You're a 281er.
I don't have a hard line.
You're a 281er.
By the way, because of your ADD, we were discussing short length.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Watching Florida State versus Michigan is wild.
Florida State had some.
You know Florida State, you know how they're not an elite, you know they're not an elite Nike school? Because they don't even have shorts that were fashioned to be small. They had to roll them. So if you watch them, you can
see. Wait, is that what they did? They rolled them at the waist?
Yeah, you can look at the point guard.
How about like number four, the small forward?
It was Kofor.
Oh,
and
my
the point guard,
God.
you could see the tag on the back of their shorts because they rolled their shorts to make them small.
Man, the intentional short shorts. I never thought this would be back.
Look,
I swear, I never thought short shorts would come back.
And they're horrible.
James,
I know,
is so far tucked up there. It's like I'm watching, you know, the Q Lazarus song
would you me?
Well, yeah, that's.
Jackie that's says, if my life ever depends on someone keeping a secret, I'm picking a guy with a comb over. Those guys will take a secret to the grave.
That is true. Or with a rug. Good.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, except that they're not keeping their secret very well.
Gene Katie.
Ask Ricky Gervais.
Right. No, let me tell you about Men's T Clinic. If your secret is that you have low testosterone, well, it doesn't need to be a secret. It just needs to be fixed, because low testosterone is what is going to really prevent you from living your life to the fullest. If you have low testosterone, that means that you are going, you know, a lot of people think it has to do specifically with libido. It can have an impact on libido and your overall drive, you know, your desire in that way. But it doesn't have to. There's a lot of people, and you know, my big issue was fatigue. I was constantly fatigued, that I didn't realize that was one of the symptoms of low testosterone. And then I got tested and found out it was low, and I just thought it was the workload I was carrying on and lack of sleep. I got the treatment, and within the first 3 days, and they told me this happens in about 70% of the patients, there is a huge uptick in energy. And I was just, you know, gliding through work. And all of a sudden, you start to do, your workouts become magnified, where you're starting to get a lot more from your workouts. And then you start seeing a difference in mental acuity. You're quicker, you're sharper. I'm telling you, it just basically lifts the fog from over you, from a body type standpoint, from a mental acuity standpoint, and from an overall energy level and drive. It's your personal level, your professional level, your workout level, everything. Go to Men's T Clinic and go find out if you are working at half strength because your testosterone level isn't where it needs to be. Men'sTClinic.com. There's four locations. I remember when it was just 1801 Durham at Durham and I-10, and then the Cypress location opened, and that's done bang up business at 290 and Barker Cypress. Then Discovery Bay and 288 in Pearland opened, and now a brand new location has opened up in the Pasadena area. So now, four great locations throughout the city of Houston. One website to check out, MensTClinic.com.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 720. John, Lance, and Dell, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. What do you make of, man, I'll tell you this. I'm kind of torn. All these additions that the Rams now, they got Marcus Peters, Aqib Talib, Ndamukong Suh. There's
a lot of suspensions in there, a lot of lifetime suspensions.
Yes.
Not lifetime, career suspensions.
It says career suspensions, and anything that happens, you know that they're, a long one is coming, or a huge fine.
Suh, multiple physical acts against other opponents. Marcus Peters was kicked off of a collegiate team. The rumor was he fought a coach, which I found out was not true.
And he got, I mean, he's one of the best in the league, and they traded him?
Yeah, you know there's issues in that room.
Yeah, what was it, a second and a fourth?
Yeah.
Second and a fourth.
And then Aqib Talib, he's been involved in, yeah, I mean, he's been involved in gunplay.
Yeah. And here's the deal, is you get a bunch of good players, but Wade, his defense is fade after that first year. This is scientific.
It's happened in three places now.
Yes. Yes. His first year, unbelievable. I don't know if other coaches catch up, but why don't they catch up? They should be able to catch up. Just go back and look at his tape from a previous stints. But he's always, always, always great in that first year wherever he is, and he fades in the second year. Maybe you just can't keep up and play that well, but maybe these additions will help him play that well. If they do, honestly, if they continue to play at the level that they were playing defensively, and maybe even get a little bit better with these guys, can you imagine Suh and Donald in the middle? Think about that, how you're going to, because quarterback, of all the things that quarterbacks hate, yeah, they hate a guy who can rush from the outside. Up the middle is a disaster for quarterbacks, because if you've got two guys that are coming up the middle, you first of all can't see the field. Secondly, they're right in your face. And when you see, I've always thought this, Lance, and maybe, you know, we always get the backside of the quarterback. We always want that rush to come from his blind side.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's more
when they see it.
It's tougher when they see it because they have to adjust. They're not looking down the field. Oh, they can feel it.
Tom Brady has struggled. Yeah. Peyton Manning used to struggle with the Steelers, who would give him the A-gap 3-4, you know, A-gap blitzes.
And Brady struggles with the Giants.
With the Texans and Giants, you know, Texans gave him a lot of trouble. They had Whitney Mercilus. Remember, they moved him over the center and had him rush
JJ.
I
think the Texans might be a bad example, seeing as how many points he scores against them.
Yeah, but no. They, in that playoff game, they did something brand new. Romeo Crennel unleashed something brand new, and he couldn't do anything that first half. Now, they came back in the second half, but...
Well, thanks in large part to the turnovers and there's the not, field position.
Yeah, you're talking about the Patriots?
Yeah.
Yeah, their offense really wasn't that great against the Houston Texans in the postseason. In that playoffs, and it was,
and they still put up 33.
A big culprit, yeah. But I mean, the Texans gave them a lot of that. But a big culprit was the rush of up the middle. They took one of their best rushers in Whitney and put him in the middle, so they could show Tom Brady in his face, here comes a rush, and they really struggled. Actually, the Texans, I thought, opened up the door to a lot of teams. Romeo Crennel did, to say, hey, this is how you got to attack them. You got to stop trying to attack off the edge.
Well, didn't the Giants do that though?
The Giants did it with a four-man rush. Yeah, well, the Giants fundamentally changed football.
Yep.
Where everyone said, hey, why don't we start rushing defensive ends at defensive tackles? And now football's changing because all these NFL teams are saying, we want tackles who are bumping down to guards now.
So now the Rams,
guards to centers.
Honestly, with Gurley and with Goff playing well, I just love what the, you know, the whole, the coach, the attitude, the way that they played this year. I think they took a step. Obviously, they took a step. Where do you put the Rams as far as teams in the NFC right now?
Well, I mean,
I think the Eagles, the Vikings.
I put them at the top.
The Rams.
I put the Rams at the top.
At the very top.
Yep. I think the Rams are better than the Vikings.
You think they're better than the Eagles? That's hard to say.
Yeah, you know what? I do. I think
Wentz
they will be.
And
look, I don't buy all the way into their secondary. It wouldn't shock me if the Rams. Like, if you ask me who I thought had a better chance to win, you've got some tremendous coverage guys now out there. You've made your defensive line that much better. Now you lost Robert Quinn, but you made your defensive
you lose
interior.
Brockers?
No, I think Brockers is still there. You did lose Alec Ogletree.
Yep.
So they got a draft.
That's 100 tackles.
Yeah, it's a lot of tackles. So they may draft. I've got him drafting Leighton Vander Esch from Boise in the mock draft that comes out today. There'll be all kinds of hate today. It's my mock they're focusing on Mock Draft Live tonight. If you want to watch it, NFL Network at 7 o'clock. It's going to be my draft day shred. I can't wait for Charlie. You know, Charlie Cashley, hey, listen. I remember when Lance, all right? So he was, okay, saying all kinds of crazy stuff on the radio, right? You want to know what's crazy? This number 8 pick, right? That's insane. That's a lunacy. This guy should be back on the radio with John Granato. I told you, he asked me, Lance, you still doing a radio show with John Granato? Not on the air.
Yeah.
Is it combines? Yeah. I said, I actually wasn't for on, came back and doing it. Hey, you guys still talking about the Texans? Yeah. They still come up, Charlie. We're in Houston.
Surprisingly,
and it still comes up. Hey, you remember when we used to do a show?
Yeah.
Yeah, Charlie, what? I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember. It was an hour every week.
Remember?
Hey, remember that time we won 2 games and I didn't want to talk at all, but I had a show to do?
Every
it was
year.
Awesome.
Every year.
Hey, remember that time Vince and Reggie were coming out and we drafted Mario?
Yeah.
I remember all of this, Charlie. None of this is a surprise. That I didn't forget that.
Yeah.
I didn't forget how Vince Radio ruined radio for sports talk radio forever. A part of sports talk radio fun died because of the Vince Youngers.
727 ESPN 97.
Kenamites tried
so
to
you
kill
got
some.
Philly and the Rams at the top of the list. And then the Vikings.
Yeah, I like, and I think Dallas will have a little bounce back this year. Yeah, I think it's a good, NFC's pretty good.
Why? Yeah, okay, there. Then you just lost all credibility.
Not the Giants.
You just lost all credibility with the Cowboys statement. That's a
Falcons, maybe? Bounce back?
Well, that division's always somebody different.
I tell you, San Francisco is going to be not that fun to play pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Right,
but they got
straight,
the Rams twice. That'll be those will be good games.
Arizona's a layup, and Seattle's. I don't know what's going on in Seattle. That Seattle that doesn't even look like a 9-win team.
That
this
thing's
year.
Falling apart.
Yep.
All right, let's talk. Curtis, you're first up. Gilbert, we're going to get Gilbert in here. He wants to go to opening day, I think.
No, he wants to say goodbye.
Oh, he's going to say, okay, he wants to talk Astros, though.
And say goodbye.
Which means he wants to go to opening day.
Oh, you already know what's
that's what that's what he says. I want to talk Astros. Means, give me tickets anyway.
Oh, okay, right.
And then and bye. I'm leaving. I'm going to Austin and moving into a house. I don't know, but I do know that if you want to move into a house and you don't want to own it, well, then all you got to do is call Renters Warehouse. And oh, by the way, we always talk about people renting out their house. What about you renting someone's house? Do you need a place to live? Well, call Renters Warehouse. This is they're the number one. It's not even close. They're the number one company in the world at renting out houses. And here's the deal is when you're going to rent out your house, no one has more websites that they choose from to find renters, which means it's an average of 17 days for you to rent out your house. Think about how long it would take you to sell your home. I know people that have had their home on the market for years, because they can't get their price. It's by the way, I don't know if you know this, it's always a seller's market. It's always a buyer's market, excuse me. So they are really, really killing it, and you're getting killed out there. So rent it out.
Renters Warehouse does something that's very simple. They just say, look, let's turn your house into something that can create some wealth for you, and certainly can create some security for you if you're looking for another avenue to make money. Can you imagine if you downsize? You say, I got a big home. We want to downsize. And so you go into something smaller and you rent your home out that maybe it's already paid for. This is a great way to have someone else take care of your home and make all the money on top of that. Everything gets paid. Everything gets taken care of. And they even warranty your renters for up to one full year at Renters Warehouse. Give them a call today, 713-224-RENT. That's 713-224-RENT, or go to RentersWarehouse.com.
Houston Sports Talk with some certified Angus beefsteaks. What could be better?
It's like nothing you've ever heard before.
Saltgrass Steakhouse presents the official ESPN 97.5 app. Download it today by searching ESPN Houston in your app store.
Play. Sir.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. 733 ESPN 97.5. If you want in, 713-780-3776. Let's get Curtis in here. He's first up. Hey, Curtis, how are you?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Good. How are you, man?
Wow, I'm pretty honored to go before Gilbert. I appreciate that, guys.
No problem.
It's a privilege.
It is a privilege.
So two things. I didn't know if I'm the only one. My opening day starts on Thursday, where I plan on going to Arlington. And
Hey, your phone is going. Can you speak in? Something's going on there.
Can you hear me a little bit better now?
Yeah, that's better. Let's start
Sorry
over.
About that. iPhone sucks. No, I was telling you guys, I didn't know if I was the only one that's going to Arlington on Thursday, where I can wear my brand new World Series Altuve jersey and sing We Are the Champions at least once every inning amongst Rangers fans. It's going to be glorious. Highly recommend it. Didn't know if a lot of it. I'm sure there'll be a lot of Astros fans there.
Oh, but, I think it'll be packed with Astros fans.
Yeah,
huh?
I think so, yeah.
Well, it is the one. It is the one time that the Rangers game actually sells out is their opening day. So
right.
We'll see, but it'll be great.
Okay, what is the percent?
I wanted to talk about Kyle Tucker, and you know, I knew that he was good. I mean, I knew he was Preston Tucker's little brother, but I didn't know how good this guy was until this particular spring training. Yesterday, he hit the grand slam in his first game at Minute Maid. I mean, this guy is putting together everything, like, we're talking legend. Like, I mean, we've had, you know, Carlos Correa, we've had Bregman, but I think Kyle Tucker is literally surpassing these guys. And if it wasn't just for a stacked lineup, he would be a 3 or 4 hole hitter in any major league team right now.
Yeah. You know the Astros, man. They're slow to bring up guys to start that clock, and they really don't need him right now. I wouldn't be surprised if he isn't up after, you know, this would not put him on a 6-year plan. It would put him more like a 7-year plan to get to free agency. Mm-hmm. I can certainly see him if he continues to crush it. That dude was untouchable. Two guys that were untouchable, Forrest Whitley and Kyle Tucker. And Jeff Luhnow had a plan, and he said, I'm sticking to it. I'm not giving up too much. I think these guys are the future. I think with Whitley, you get through this thing with the weed or whatever it was, the banned substance that he took, and he's going to be Keuchel's. Keuchel leaves, and he's going to be Keuchel's replacement. And I think he's a top-of-the rotation guy.
That's probably the plan, and then unfortunately, I think they have Tucker waiting to potentially take the place of somebody else.
Yes.
In the roster, you know, on the lineup, because they understand that at some point, these guys who get paid 2 are going to get paid 10. And when I say 2 and 10, just on a scale of 1 to 10, they're getting paid at a level of 2. They will get paid at a 10. So you got to go find some more 2s in your lineup because you can't afford to pay, you know, you're not going to have a $250 payroll. You're just not. It's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. Not in our lifetimes. It's probably not going to. So, that's just the way it goes, but that's why it's important to keep building that. You know, the thing that really, I loved Jerry Hunsicker. I thought he's a great GM for the Astros at the time. What really hurt is they never really rebuilt, definitely not under Tim Papura. But Jerry kind of slides out of the blame game here, but, you know, he was part of it too. They didn't really, after that big Randy Johnson trade in 98, where they traded a couple of really good players in Garcia and Guillen, they never really restocked that minor league system. It was
It's not like they didn't try. They drafted guys. They just missed.
No, I know, but they didn't do it. They didn't do it.
The Giovanni Myers and, you know.
I mean, a light hitting shortstop in the first. That's got to be the equivalent of drafting a, you know, a center and with the fourth pick of the draft in the NFL, or, you know, drafting a defensive specialist,
or a slow safety.
Or a defensive specialist in basketball with the second pick of the draft. Yeah. I mean, a defensive guard like Tony Allen. What are you doing?
Right.
There's no value here with the slappy shortstop.
Well, here's the deal. Marwin is up after this year. This is it. He's making $5.125. He's an unrestricted free agent next season. I can certainly see, you know, he's going to play left field for the most part. If Reed or Davis don't work out at first base, you move Marwin over there and you put Fisher in left field until Yuli gets back. And in next year, it's Kyle Tucker in left field.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because Springer's got 3 years left. Reddick's got 4 years left. You're set. I mean, you're right.
That's true.
I think you're right. I mean, anywhere else, Kyle Tucker would be up, especially with a team that is, you know, trying to build and trying to, you know, get those young guys up and getting some bats and looking to the future. The Astros, they're looking to now.
Mm-hmm.
And although Kyle Tucker is probably now too, but there's just no spot for him. There's just no spot.
Yeah, that's okay.
What are you going to sit Marwin after the year he had last year?
There's no spot for Kyle Tucker. The guy just mashed in spring.
Yeah,
but that's a good problem to have.
Yeah,
like there's just too many bats already.
There's just
Yeah,
no, there's just
that's all right.
There's just way too many bats right
and
now.
And the reality is, it doesn't make any sense to bring a player up early to start the clock on him. It just doesn't. It doesn't for financial reasons, and you know, we hear a lot of people who take it's player side versus owner side, but if you're on a franchise side, which most fans you would think would be on a kind of a franchise side, you know, there's a new group of fans who just are only for certain players and not really for teams.
Mm-hmm.
So for them, they're not going to care about things that continue to grow a franchise and keep a franchise healthy. But to keep a baseball franchise healthy, if you don't have to start a clock early on a player, you don't want to do that.
So his first,
I mean, a really good player.
So his first ever at bat last night at Minute Maid, Grand Slam.
Who?
I mean, Kyle Tucker.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what he did.
He's a natural.
That's what he
He's
what
the
he
natural. Kyle the natural Tucker.
And
that's why they call him that.
And he's probably gone, look. But you know, George Springer was saying the same thing. George Springer's like, 50 home runs, guys. Yeah, they'll call up. How about a call? Mm-hmm. That's all I'm looking for is a call. And Kyle Tucker.
He got 2-year, $24 million. George is getting paid. Hmm. George is making some money right now.
Yeah, no. He is. And they're taking care
of
him.
I think that was a makeup contract.
That was,
for like,
yes.
Hey, don't be mad.
Yes. And Altuve's too.
Altuve, hey, we don't want to waste your contract years while we're trying to build this thing to win.
12 is still not. Now, I'm sure it eases some of the pain getting 12 each year.
He's not up. I mean, he's still club control.
No, and after these two, he's still got another year of arbitration.
Yeah, he's going to make money. I don't think it's going to be a lingering issue. I really don't. I think what it is there's a real financial concern that how do we pay Correa, Altuve, maybe Keuchel and Verlander are the ones who are eventually gone. I mean, Verlander's contract's going to run out at some point. And maybe it is Keuchel, and they have to, because Charlie Morton's not a young pitcher.
No.
And you hope Lance McCullers continues to develop.
You're under control, Cole control for a couple of years.
Yeah, he's still, how old is, he's sub 30, isn't he?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like 28, I would
say. Yeah, he's still on his first deal. You still got him under control for a couple of years. So you're good. I mean, listen, they're doing a great job. Hey, in Luno, I trust. That's for sure. 741. Mm-hmm. Should we get Gilbert in here to see?
Yeah, let's just
he's
get
say
a quick
goodbye.
Hit with him. Yeah, I'm kind of curious.
Gilbert's
got to
say
is.
Goodbye. Gilbert. This was a lock.
Gilbert. Maybe he just did say goodbye.
You think Gilbert just said goodbye? Yeah, that was a lock that Gilbert would be sleeping. All right. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. If you'd like to get in here on ESPN 97.5. I want to talk right now about being a champion, Champion Energy. Look, pay less. Stop paying more. It's getting hot out. It's 80 degrees out there today. It's over 80 degrees. You got to use your air conditioning. We had ours on. We love it cool in the house, and I'm still paying so little. It is so awesome. I don't know. Yeah, you're saying, well, my whole all winter has been great. Yeah, wait till the summer comes and you start paying again stupid money because of the stupid fees that these people are adding on. Well, my rate's better than Champ. The rate I'm getting is better than Champions. And guess what? You're still paying more because they're throwing on all kinds of ridiculous fees. That's where they get you. And oh, by the way, the rate that they promise you, oh, read the fine print. Well, in 6 months, that jacks up to what? Wait a minute. I thought that was the rate. Well, look, go with somebody that's reputable, somebody that you can trust, and that is Champion Energy. 1560energy.com, 281-653-5090, promo code 1560, 1560energy.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, 746, ESPN 97.5. Let's get Colby in here. Shortest wait times in the industry.
In the business.
In the history of the business. Hey, Colby.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Good morning.
Good morning to you.
I had a question about the NFL. It seems like there's a ton of moves being made this year, which I really like to see the NFL change. I think it's going to raise ratings from last year. But as a Green Bay fan, I don't know where my confidence is at with these guys. I kind of hear on the grapevine that we might be having some troubles keeping Rodgers once his contract's up. I don't know if that's because they got rid of Jordy or they're not making the right moves. So Can you guys kind of help me out? Tell me what you think.
Well, here's the big problem that you're facing right now, and this comes from agents in the business who say, this Green Bay thing where they just assume that they don't have to pay market price is a real problem right now. Green Bay doesn't think they have to pay market price for – they want their players to take discounts, and they won't pay any free agents a legitimate salary to come in. So they're going to and they're not drafting well. So at some point, Aaron Rodgers is going to look around and say, if I don't have a chance to win – I may bolt out of here because they're not. They won't pay any free agents. They're not drafting very well lately, and so they're getting themselves in some trouble to the point where Aaron Rodgers may say, "Man, I got 4 years left. Do I want to spend it in Green Bay, just hoping and wishing that they, you know, have enough to get by?" Now, I can't really envision Aaron Rodgers leaving the Green Bay Packers.
I can,
but it certainly. I mean, that's just because I'm used to seeing long time. You know, well, Peyton Manning left. You know, that happens. So, I don't know. I'm starting to get the feeling that he can't win in Green Bay right now. This is, I think the NFC is just getting a little too competitive at the top end. I don't see Green Bay as one of those teams now. I really don't. So, I could see him considering his options if you don't give him a legitimate chance to win in the last 3 years.
Are you, where are you on him winning one champion and that organization winning one title with him at the helm?
I'm fine. I mean, the idea of multiple titles, Peyton Manning won two, and one of them he was terrible.
Ben's won a couple. Won five.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's
Aaron Rodgers has been one of, if not the best quarterback in the league.
Yeah, his performance levels, it doesn't change. It's other things around him.
That's right. Well, I don't think they have the urgency. Somebody just tweet you and us saying, we got to win now. Why not bring up Kyle Tucker or something to that effect?
They did just win now, and they didn't have enough lineup.
Without him.
Now, his point is...
Well, but I don't see that kind of urgency and haven't seen that kind of urgency out of the Packers organization because no. They won't... a couple of Julius Peppers. Who else? They got the safety.
No, they get old guys. They let Morgan Burnett walk.
Yeah.
Although, you know, they said he was a little overrated, but... Yeah, they do things like adding Julius Peppers late in his career.
Yeah.
They're not making, you know, it's one thing to do what the Texans are doing, which is trying not to spend dumb money on average players. But the Green Bay Packers, they're in kind of a win now mode because of Aaron Rodgers and Clay Matthews, who's getting older, and David Bakhtiari, and they're not winning now. Like they're not making moves to help bridge the gap to some of the things. Like, they don't do it because they just think we're a small place and we're going to pay whatever we pay. Hey, the market is the market. If you want to do that, that's fine, but you just better understand you're not going to get anybody who's going to help you win, so you better draft your ass off. And they haven't been drafting their asses off at all. So, yeah, I could see Aaron Rodgers potentially – I could see him potentially moving.
Yeah.
But it would have to be one of those, like, I don't want to call it LeBron, but it feels like a LeBron thing where you say, hey, I still got good years left, and I'm going to go somewhere that gives me my best chance of winning a title. Because it's not like that's only going to be basketball. We're going to start seeing it in other sports, too.
Oh, well, yeah.
Kirk Cousins just rolled his way out of Washington.
Oh, Drew Brees, Kirk Cousins, you know, I mean, he...
Yeah, but Drew's going to stick there. Drew couldn't.
No, but he did from San Diego.
Well, they pushed him out because they had drafted Philly style. Yeah,
right. But he still went out and then won a title, and he picked them over Miami because Miami blows. So.
What, did he pick them or did Miami pick?
Nick Saban
Miami
decided to pick.
Yeah.
No.
Culpepper.
No. Culpepper, yeah.
No.
Because of the shoulder issue, which is really
Danny Cannell's bleeping dad, a Florida State quarterback's dad, who was the team doctor, and said Drew Brees' shoulder was too screwed up. And, of course, Culpepper played two games with the Dolphins before hurting his knee again. Of course, it all came down to a Florida State connection.
Jerks.
You blow.
Let's get Eric in here next on ESPN. Hey, Eric, what's going on?
Hey, guys. Well, I picked the good Christian girl over the stripper, but me and the stripper did hook up last night.
Oh, you did? Nice.
She was worried about Dez. Is he leaving the Cowboys since Terrence came on board, or?
She was worried about Dez, the good Christian girl?
No, the stripper girl, because, you know, she used to dance up in Dallas.
Oh, yeah.
And Dad would come by and say hi.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
sweet.
That is nice. So Dez, are you worried about Dez up in Dallas? You know what Dez is now? He's a second or third receiver. Honestly, is Dez.
You looked at him. He hasn't had, ready for this, in the last 3 years, not one double digit touchdown season, not one 900 yard receiving season, and not one 70 reception season. For 3 years, he's made $30 million over the last 2 years.
He's doing
nothing.
He's a second or third guy right now.
Yeah, he is totally wasting the Cowboys' money.
Yeah, no, I agree wholeheartedly.
He disappears in the biggest games.
I just got a text saying
Dallas Cowboys will lock in on Ridley. They will not pass if Calvin Ridley is there. That's their pick. So from now on, after today at least, I'm going to start mocking Calvin Ridley there every single time. Because it's one of those kind of texts, like put them there and do not take them out unless you got them going somewhere else.
Well, they need that's exactly what they need. Mm-hmm. A playmaker. Patrick's next on ESPN 97.5. Hey, Patrick.
Hey guys, man, thanks for taking my call, man. Listen, I don't think Aaron Rodgers has another championship in him unless he goes to a contender, and I do not view Green Bay as a contender. I look at the NFC North. Man, I know it's a bold prediction, but there's two playoff teams in that division, and that's Chicago and that's Minnesota. And you might say, why Chicago? I'm telling you, they're loading up, and they're going to make some splashes in free agency, I think, still. I think even maybe a trade for Odell Beckham or Dez might happen. And I have seen, you know, growing up as a Bears fan, recently, I've seen Aaron Rodgers kill us. I've been scared of him. I've been terrified to play the Packers, and I'm not that way anymore. So, I don't know.
Yeah. I think the Bears might be a year or two away.
They're not
a little quick.
They're not good enough on defense yet.
That's a one-bid division.
Added to receivers and free agency, so... I don't think, man, this Odell Beckham stuff, like, there's a reason the Giants, like Marcus Peters, there's a reason the Giants are trying to get rid of Odell Beckham. Odell's become a major issue off the field. That is not, we haven't even talked about the fact that there's concerns about, you know, that people automatically who saw not just him smoking, but the girl in bed next to him supposedly with the cocaine, and there's like, whoa. What's Dez into right now? Like, what else happened in that video that we didn't, in that room that we didn't get to see? There's a lot of concerns about, I think I said Dez, Odell Beckham, you know, if he's focused on football at all. We already know he's had major explosions on the sideline. He's had beef with people on his own team. Somebody just asked me, what would you trade if you were the Texans? Like, nothing. No, it was just other. I'll wait and get a different receiver who's not going to flip out every time.
No, and he's going to be a $17 million a year guy.
I mean, DeAndre Hopkins, I'm fine with DeAndre being the wide receiver one and seeing if Fuller develops or going and add another
Dez.
One.
But
Dez or Odell?
I mean, Dez.
Not
Odell.
Dez.
I wouldn't mind Odell.
Dez,
no, not
Dez.
Dez
can't get open anymore.
I wouldn't mind Odell at all.
He's a good talent.
He's just trouble. Well, not in this locker room. He's got JJ to look up to.
How long is he going to be there? When does his cap cut
come? He's got another 7 or 12 years.
Does he?
Yeah.
When does he become a cap casualty? Is it after this year?
Yeah, but then he plays another MVP year this year.
What could possibly go wrong with DeAndre Hopkins seeing somebody get paid more than him? After they wouldn't give him a deal after his third year?
Stop. It's JJ. Okay, and then
no, listen, Odell, I'm talking about Odell Beckham.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh no, if he comes in, yeah, that's true.
And he gets paid more. DeAndre's going to be his dog is going to be in his bag, and he's going to have the bag and the dog in the bag move, and he's going to go into ownership. And say, do y'all know y'all just paid him more than me?
Is that a Louis Vuitton or is it a?
Yeah, of course it's Louis.
It's Louis.
DeAndre is
or
fresh
Chanel. Is that a
death.
Chanel or is that a Louis Vuitton?
No, he's LV.
You sure?
Yes. All right. Yes.
All right. Well, DeAndre's, JJ, here's the answer to that, though, too, is JJ in the locker room. MVP year this year, his fourth defensive MVP. And then, and they're going to extend him and probably at about $200 million. So, listen, your thoughts about JJ not being there for Odell? He'll be there. JJ will be there right there for Odell. Trust me on this one. All right.
Odell looks like the type to listen to JJ. He appears to be that type.
Yes. Of guy. No. He's a guy that Odell can look up to JJ.
Yeah. Everybody looks up to JJ. Same background. They'll understand each other.
Yeah. He'll bring them up to the cabin in Wisconsin, and they'll jump up on giant stuff, and they'll squat, and they'll run sprints. He and Odell will be best friends.
And then Odell will be, hey, you want to come into this hotel room with me? I got me and a few girls. We got some stuff in bags. And he'll be like, like, what kind of bags? Is this for hurricane? Yeah. Is it for Hurricane Harvey relief?
No.
It's for relief.
No.
Can we get this? Can we distribute this? Can me and Scott McClellan do something on this?
If we distribute it and it's across state lines, then there could be a problem.
Well, we got to do it in Texas.
How are we getting
then?
The trucks here to move it? Listen, you think JJ's so naive? Like, there was somebody, hey, listen, we got some supplies that we need to get through on some trucks. Can you put your name on this? Can you tell police officer? Can we have it wrapped with something that says JJ's Hurricane Harvey relief effort? What? Like giant bags of weed coming in from some dealer.
It's going straight to Laredo.
Hey, JJ, we're going to send some help down to near the border. We need to make a couple runs down where they are. McAllen.
Or up from.
It's McAllen. Yeah.
Up from.
We're bringing some stuff. It's mostly just debris.
Up from Tijuana, JJ. All right. We're going to bring it up. John Clay Wolf joining us right now.
From Rockport.
After they bring it up in that truck, sell it to John Clay Wolf. He'll buy it. All right. Doesn't matter where it came from. John Clay Wolf, what's going on?
You know, the one good thing I did in my entire life was that deal last summer where I don't know if you remember or not, I founded that Operation Airdrop.
Oh, yeah.
And we were flying hurricane relief stuff to everybody down on the coast when the roads were shut down. People accused us. They're like, man, you know how much dope you could move with that? All airplanes coming out of there, man. Bring that stuff back to Dallas, unload it. Like, yeah.
Yeah. You need to watch, there's a Netflix doc on how they used to bring it, and that's what they used to do. They used to fly planes and just drop it out and wrap it up and drop it into the swamp, and the guys would go and collect it.
The Tom Cruise movie?
No, yeah, well, that one, but there's a doc, too, that's awesome. Drug Kings or something. It's just awesome. Anyway, that's a great idea, John Clay, and it has nothing to do with GiveMeTheVIN.com. But listen, it's a great, great idea. And once you get, you know, your billion-dollar industry going, you can move all the drugs that you want with your airplanes. That's a great, great way to go about it. But first,
entrepreneurship has many branches.
That's, you're damn right it does. So what's going on with GiveMeTheVIN.com?
It's springtime and the market's high. Still, it'll be high for another 6 weeks, and we're just buying every car that makes sense. Same thing. I mean, we're not moving drugs. We're moving used cars.
Mm-hmm.
Very similar, but the logistics and the back hauls and the, you know, since we pick up at people's homes, there's a lot of that same drug dealer mentality where you have to scoot around all over the Metroplex and make your drops and make your pickups. And people are like, hey, why don't you pay me with cash? And we're like, hey, because we don't want you to kill our driver, you know. It wouldn't be safe for him to have that much cash showing up at your house and then getting rolled. So we either wire transfer the money or we just give him a check.
That's it. It's GiveMeTheVIN.com. He's going to give you more than any promises. That he gives you more than CarMax, otherwise he sends you $100 right now. GiveMeTheVIN.com. You're looking to sell your car, you got to go to GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com.
The good stuff is when we really like the vets and over $20,000.
How about that? Nobody does it better than John Clay Wolf at GiveMeTheVIN.com.
This is ESPN 97.5.